All right, I got to find out how hanging a lemon brings you riches from Marie D'Andrea when we come back. And of course, we'll take your phone calls. And she did say she'll do some personal readings here. We'll just use your first name. You ask her the question that you're looking for. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our final hour here with Marie D'Andrea as we talk about witchcraft, the occult, and how to select a familiar. We'll find out how to do that as well. So, Marie, I got to find out how hanging a lemon brings us wealth. And you say it happens over what period of time?
10 to 12 days.
10 to 12 days. So this is what we're going to do once you tell us a little bit more about this. But, folks, email me at george@coasttocoastam.com. After these 10 days, after you do the lemon experiment, and tell me what happens to you, and we'll share it with you, Marie. But how does it work? Why does it work?
Actually, if they get a chance to email me and let me know, too, because mine's mdandrea100@gmail.com.
Okay.
I love the feedback. So this is what happens. So it works, like I said, in 10 to 12 days. And it's funny because I've had clients where they found like a dollar on the street. Then I've had clients where they did it again. And then they got a promotion on the job. So you don't know how it's going to come in. But when you hang it up, you have to let it stay there until it's all dried out before you throw it away. Because if you throw it away too soon, it will cancel it out. Okay.
Okay.
We don't want to do that.
But this does not.
It's all dried out, and then you throw it away outside your home.
But this does not include your regular paycheck that you're going to get every 2 weeks or anything like that.
No. It doesn't include that. This is more bringing something new in, whether it's an opportunity to make money or actual money.
Okay. Now, why does it work?
We don't know.
We don't know.
You thought I'd have a really good answer.
I did.
Right. No, you know what it is? Some things that have...
By the way, your phone's really crackly. Are you on a cordless or what?
No. You know what it is? The cord might have moved. So is this better?
It's better when you don't move.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know because I can't...
Oh, absolutely. Because you can't hear it on your end.
No.
That's right.
So what happens is some things have been passed down shaman to shaman, magi to magi. And the way it works is if you try to do something along this line and it works and you do it 20 times and it works every single time the same way, you pass it down. If you try something and it doesn't work, well, you don't tell people we did that. So it's really, we really are the oldest science. It's like chemistry came out of alchemy. Physics came out of really metaphysics or, you know, occult. So we really are the oldest science. So some things have just been passed down and they've always worked. So we pass it on.
Now, does anything determine how much you get? Because,
no.
I mean, frankly, if somebody finds 50 cents, they're not going to be too thrilled about that. They're going to look for $100.
Exactly. So we honestly don't know how it's going to come in. So what we do is, you know, wait till it gets all dried out, throw it away from outside your home, and then you can just go and get another one.
How long does it take to dry out generally?
A couple weeks.
Couple weeks, okay. I'm going to try it too, just for the experiment.
Yeah, and it's really funny because we never know how it works, but it always works. And it's really funny because you know what I do full time is this, but I do readings full time.
You don't have to chant with it or say anything
nothing.
To it. Nothing.
It's
you just hang it up there. Okay.
It's vibrational. And the
but you don't pierce it. That's the important thing, right?
Exactly. And you don't.
Can you tape it?
Not really. No. Because you're not going to be able to hang it up the same way. It has to have a little bit of motion.
But you can, like, tie it in a little knot with a string or something and let the
exactly.
string tighten it? Okay.
Yeah, because if it has a loop, you can just hang it up as long as you don't have cuts in it. And like I said, a lot of times with people that don't understand, I just go, air freshener.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But people are going to think you're whacked out, aren't they, when they walk into your house and see that?
No, air freshener.
Yeah, but then they're going to say
hang it in the closet.
They're going to say air freshener, but it's not open to the air. It's still in its shell or whatever that thing is.
Well, first of all, it's a little different with me because this is what I do full time. So anybody that knows me knows that I work in the spiritual realm. So now I have friends that come over. They kind of don't even ask what's going on. They look around. They don't ask. And it's funny because I don't do anything negative, and I'm perfectly happy to teach them.
You probably have your neighbors hanging up on the ceiling or something. I knew it.
Well, I got to tell you, this is funny. When because I do readings, like I said, full time. And the funny thing is people don't realize we really are the oldest signs. So now scientifically, they can see exactly when we work with the scientists, they can see exactly when we're on a psychic level. Because there are actually five levels of brainwave frequency. So if you look at gamma, which people don't talk about, but gamma is your fight and flight, okay?
Right.
Then you have beta. Beta is when we're talking normally to each other. And then alpha, which is a deeper level, is when you're getting into intuitive psychic realm. And theta is a little bit deeper level, but it's still psychic and intuitive. So we normally work on alpha, theta. And then delta is more, you know, when the yogis can slow their heartbeat or their breathing. It's when somebody's in a coma or when we're doing transmediumship work, then we're on delta.
Now, when you have talked about special totems, T-O-T-E-M-S, what does that mean and what kind of objects are we talking about?
Okay, so a totem is still familiar. A totem just means that, think Native American because people can relate to that a little bit more, but it's shamanic. And basically, if you see a totem, you're going to see a Native American saying they're connected to, say, an eagle. You know, and it's just telling you what their familiar is. So objects that might be a little bit different that people don't think about, as an example, and I think I put it in the book, but as an example, cars and motorcycles can be totems.
Is that a picture of you in the book on a motorcycle?
Yep.
That's you. Were you just sitting on it, or do you ride a motorcycle?
No, I ride.
You do?
Yeah.
Interesting. Your cord's moving again, by the way.
Oh, and I'm not moving. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I just adjusted. And thank you for letting me know, because I can't tell on my...
Yeah, and if, by the way, if you do a lot of radio, you might want to get a new phone or something.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to, because this was good for a couple of years. Apparently, it's going away.
Yeah, it's kind of scratchy at certain times.
Thank you.
I can live with it, but I would
definitely.
That will help you out. Okay, let's take some calls. And again, if they want a reading, they just give you your name and ask you questions. That's all you need, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pick it up by going to Francis in Los Angeles. Welcome to the show. Hi, Francis.
Yes, hi, George. And hi to both of you. And I have a question. Do you see a move for me in the distant future?
A move for Francis, Marie.
Okay. Are you talking about business or a personal move?
Personal move. Residence.
Okay. So I don't see it that quickly, honestly.
Uh-huh.
I do feel that it's a positive move and you should consciously work on it, because if you made a move, you're going to feel like you lucked out. It's very positive for you. However, I don't see it coming up that quickly.
Okay.
It feels more like it's at a standstill.
Uh-huh.
So you need to work on it more. If you don't move, it's positive. If you move, it is much, much better.
Okay.
All right. Hope that helps you, Christy.
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Okay. We're going to be going through a lot of calls this hour, folks. So as soon as somebody gets off the line, make the call. You'll hopefully get you through. How does this work for you, Marie? I mean, what are you picking up on, like, her particular case? What did you pick up?
Okay, basically, sometimes I see things, for lack of a better term, you know, spiritually.
Yeah.
So I actually see things. Sometimes I hear things. Most of the time, I just know. So it's really funny. I used to work with the military. I would tell them things, and after I would tell them something, there was this little part of my mind that went, what the heck? What did I say?
Yeah, exactly. Well, now, why is knowing the first name important for you?
It's kind of like creating a link so that I know who I'm talking to, and it's like the universe going, oh, that's who you're checking on.
All right. And what is your accuracy rate?
Well, I've been told it's about 98%.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can't work with the military and detectives and most of my clients are business people, and not be accurate.
Have you worked on murder cases?
Yes.
Have you, in the beginning, were you like a suspect because you knew too much?
No, because by the time, when I first started working with, as an example, police, they already knew about me. So I didn't call them.
Right. Okay, that helps.
Yeah, so as an example, I was working on a case years ago, so obviously I can't mention names, but I was working on a case years ago, and I live in New York. So there was a murder case in a bar in Manhattan, and obviously in the bar, nobody saw anything. Right?
Right.
And the police were saying that there was one person that shot the other person and killed them. So they were looking for one person. And I kept telling them there's three. They kept telling me there's one. And, you know, I can find people in different situations.
Sure.
So they actually caught them crossing the Kentucky border line, which is where I found them. And there were three people.
Unbelievable.
But I love how in the bar, nobody saw anybody.
No, that happens. They kind of clam up, don't they?
Yeah.
Let's go to first-time caller Joel in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, Joel.
Hi. Hey, how you doing, George?
Great. Good to have you with us. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me. Quick question. Past 3 years, life's been pretty challenging within my family, and I just wanted to get a general overall projection possibly on just life in general and for myself, obviously.
All right. Joel has had a rough time with the family situations. What do you think?
So you really just want to know what direction that's going to go in?
Yes. Obviously, I've been hoping and praying for things to smooth out and become better overall.
Right. Okay. So let me just check that. Okay. Well, I never tell you something psychically that I'm not accurate about, because that's like setting you up. So what I feel is eventually it's going to work out, but not for a long time, and this is why. You're not supposed to be trying so hard, because you're putting your heart into it. You're trying really hard, and I mean this nicely. Tact is not my best quality, but you're talking to a wall. There's nobody listening. You should have read that, right?
Interesting. Right. Now, when you say a long time, Marie, how long are you talking for him?
I'd say about a year at least.
But can he change the outcome?
No, he can wait it out.
Okay.
Because right now, really, you're talking to a wall, and you should have noticed. So it doesn't matter what you say, it's chaotic. So the more you explain things, the harder you try, you're adding to the chaos, because they're not listening. So my suggestion is get your point of view across once, and then back off and leave it alone and just try to wait it out, because the harder you try is going to hurt your heart and you're not getting anywhere. The other thing is you want to consciously be aware you are not the cause. If you were the cause of this, that would be wonderful, because if you cause it, you can fix you. You can't fix them.
All right. Good luck, Joel. Now, are these things, though, Marie, things that will be or could be?
Well, we have different paths. So what this is showing you is your natural path of life without you making conscious changes. So if something negative comes up, it will always tell you what's negative, what caused it, and it will tell you how you, not me, how the person can improve it, avoid it, or fix it in some way to make it better.
I mean, if you
were
to tell
whether they make the move or not, that's free will.
Well, that's right. But I mean, if you were to tell someone, you're going to be in a tragic car accident, be careful. And let's say they decide not to drive, so they avoid the car accident. You've
right.
saved them. You've helped them. And they change the outcome of what you saw.
And that's the point. We want to avoid it. Okay, so anytime something negative comes up, it does tell you what you can do so that it doesn't come up.
All right, so you can alter these things.
Oh, definitely. That's the whole point. So the way I look at it when I read is if I'm telling somebody something positive and they leave their life alone, that's exactly how it's coming up. It's their natural path of life.
So back in Joel's case, when you said it's going to be about a year before things change for him because he's trying too hard, what if he went with the flow, didn't try that hard? Will it happen sooner for him?
It'll happen sooner.
Okay. All right. There you go,
Joe. But that's free will to make that change.
Sure.
And I always tell people in a reading, a person should be able to tell you what you can do to improve things. If somebody tells you they can fix it for you, that's normally a scam, because it's your life and it's your free will.
Let's go to Columbus, Ohio, where I'll be in about 3 weeks. Julie, hello there.
Hi, George. Hi, Marie.
How are you? You coming to our show?
You betcha.
Perfect. Make sure you're there in the meet and greet and you introduce yourself, okay?
I will. Marie, well, first, George, I want to tell you, you, bar Terry Gross from Fresh Air, you are the best interviewer.
Ah, thank you.
He really is.
okay, so, Marie, I wanted to tell you about my mini golden doodle and also get a reading. Do you have a preference for which?
Okay, I didn't hear you. For what?
Oh, I wanted to tell you about my mini golden doodle and get a reading. Do you have a preference?
Take them both, Julie. Go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I have a mini golden doodle who's about 3 years old, and she was asleep on the chair, and I was asleep on the couch, and I don't cry a lot, but I was sitting on the couch, you know, sniffling, crying. She popped her head up, and she jumped onto my lap and started licking my face and wouldn't stop until I stopped crying.
Oh, that's sweet.
Aww.
That's a familiar, isn't
yeah.
it, Marie?
Definitely. Definitely, because that's a very close contact.
Oh, my goodness. She's so
okay, and gentle. By the gentle. Way, animals are very, very sensitive to moods, to feelings.
Oh, they are, energy. Yeah. They sure okay. are.
So, yeah. okay, how about the reading?
All right, how about a question?
Oh, well, you know, basic. Where do you see my life headed?
Okay, any particular area or just in general?
I'm writing a book, so where do you see that might be going?
She ends up a guest on Coast to Coast.
Right.
yeah.
Okay. Actually, it's very positive. You have a natural feel for that. I really feel that you tend to get into a flow. Do you know what I mean?
It's a sweet spot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what happens with you is you're going to do very, very well with it. You need to look at it a little bit more structured. All that means is if you have an urge to write something,
mm-hmm.
the structure part isn't setting a time and a day. The structure part is carrying something with you so you can write it down immediately.
Absolutely.
Okay, because that's your natural flow. If you were trying to set a definite day and a time, it will not work for you. That works for a lot of people, by the way. It will not work for you.
Very good. Okay.
All right, Julie. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Very well.
All right, super. And how many readings do you normally give people? I mean, because you have energy that just doesn't stop.
It really just depends on the people, the day, the person. I'm pretty wired normally, for lack of a better term.
That's cool.
So I find the more I read and the more I'm on that, you know, alpha theta brainwave level, the more energy I have. It doesn't make me tired. It actually works in reverse.
And you take personal emails from people?
Yes.
All right. Let's give out that email address one more time. I have it here. I'll spell it to you, folks. It's MDANDREA. It's MDANDREA 100@gmail.com. And definitely, if you hang a lemon in your house in about 10 days or so, let her know what happened. Let me know what happened, too, at george@coasttocoastam.com. That would be fantastic. What's your websites, Marie?
Okay. So my website is Maria, MariaDANDREA.com.
All right. And we've got that link at coasttocoastam.com. We'll come back with final phone calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. On our next Coast to Coast program, an amazing night, Paul DeBull joins us as we talk about anomalies associated with the assassinations of President Abraham Lincoln, the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy, and his thoughts about Sirhan perhaps not being guilty, and also updates on the JFK assassination, then followed by Lauren Cielo, as we will be talking about his journeys through the astral planes on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to our final segment. Marie D'Andrea with us as we talk about her latest book, Witchcraft, the Occult, and How to Select a Familiar. Why is the familiar, Marie, so important, whether it's an animal, an object, whatever it may be?
Well, it gives you extra help. So it doesn't mean that you can't do things on your own, because obviously we can. But sometimes we need a little bit extra help. So it gives you that extra boost. It's a little bit like a battery charger.
So how can a motorcycle be a familiar? How does that work? How do you make it work?
Sure. when you think of a car or a motorcycle as an example, if you think of the people that own one, a lot of them, they talk to them, they, you know, they're washing them all the time. If they're really into it, it's like you can't touch their car. You know, we've all known people like that.
Sure.
And people that are attracted to it on that level, it's a familiar. So as an example, with a car or motorcycle, it gives you a sense of freedom. It it actually makes you very protective, because people that are like that, they're always protecting their car. It can't be dented. They take them to car shows. You know, so it gives you a different sense of a connection. So if you look at the type of car as an example, if you look at the color of the car, okay, it gives you an idea of the person that owns it. Now, you know, if you normally own a car and you like it, it's not going to be a familiar. It's more people that are a little bit more extreme about it.
A lot of people who are psychics and mediums who've been on our show, Marie, talk about spirit guides or helpers. Do you get involved with those entities?
Sometimes. But I find when I talk to people in my field, a lot of times they say to me, you know, so, you know, are you contacting your spirit guide? I don't really have that. What I have is I tune into information, and I get it from whatever positive source is the best for that particular person in that particular situation. So even though we all have guides, it doesn't mean that I work with them all the time. I just put out for whatever information is right for that person, that it comes in through a positive way that's the best for them. So I never know which source is coming in.
Can they still do these things without having the help of the familiar with them?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
This is more, you know, like I said, it's like an extra battery charger. But it makes it a little bit easier, because sometimes when we're in crisis, an example, we need that little extra help. Or when we're trying to make a decision and we can't seem to make one, and we've all had that, it'll give you that little extra direction. Or if you're at a job and you're under a lot of stress, you may need a familiar, or and you can just call one in for a particular situation. It doesn't mean that it has to be with you all the time. But you can call one in to help alleviate the stress, as an example.
Interesting take. And you help people learn curses, or do you do, I mean spells, or do you do them yourself?
Well, both, but I like to teach. That's why I have the books, because even though I will do it for them, and again, I only work positive, you know, we don't attract people in that are married to somebody else.
Right. You don't have a spell to get some guy fired so you can get his job, right?
Exactly, exactly. You know, and so basically, I like teaching, but I do that, and then, like I said, I do the readings full-time, and I always forget to mention, but I'm a public speaker, so if somebody needs me to come and speak on anything that's spiritual, psychic, or paranormal, I'll travel.
By the way, for somebody born in Budapest, Hungary, your English is pretty good, even though you came here as a little girl.
Well, I have to tell you, I worked really, really hard on getting rid of that, because when you're younger and you have an accent and you're in school, it's not too good.
Can you remember the accent? Can you do that now?
Oh, probably not, because some words...
It's gone now, isn't it?
Basically, once in a while, I'll slip up, and I have adult sons, and they will point it out to me.
Is it a little like a Russian accent?
No, it's a little bit different. And I'll tell you that this is funny. My mother didn't really lose her accent that much. Well, she really didn't lose a lot of it, because she was an adult when she came over. And we were talking about computers, and my sons are telling her, well, when you get on there, you go on www, right? And she kept going, wobble you, wobble you, wobble you. And they kept saying, no, it's not wobble you.
Yeah. Now, how close is Budapest from Transylvania?
Actually, it's really not that far, because Transylvania used to be part of Hungary.
Then it became what? Romania?
Romania.
Yeah.
So the borders, even to this day, are still shifting. You know, so you can be born in a house in Romania, and somebody can be born there the next day, and it's Hungary.
You know, Dracula was real. He was called Vlad the Impaler.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And actually, if you talk to people in that country, not the ones that are looking at Taurus, right, and Taurus right. income, they actually looked at him as somebody very positive, because the reason he went that extreme is he was protecting his village and his country.
That's right. He would hang the heads of his enemies on sticks.
Yeah, that makes you stop and think,
and
right?
line the road. Yeah, I would not want to go into that town if
no.
I were an enemy. I wouldn't want to end up as a stick.
Right.
All right, let's go to the phones again. Let's go to Denise in Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Denise. Welcome.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
I'm great.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I would like to ask your guest if she can see, do a reading for me and tell me anything about what she sees going on in my marriage life.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay. The marriage life, Marie.
Okay, so you really just want to know what direction it's going in?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the way it works. What it's going to tell you is what is the best direction for you so you can make a decision.
Thank you.
Because you have free will, so it's not going to tell you this is exactly what's happening.
By the way, Denise, where is he? Is he right next to you or what?
No, he's not right next to me.
Uh-huh, there's the problem, but go ahead.
Okay, so this is what it says. What is best for you is not to be there. What it's saying is you've outgrown him. It's not that he's negative. It's not that you should not have been with him. Now, to change the answer, because we always look for the positive and how to fix it, to change the answer, your best way to change that to a positive and turn it around is to be aware that your biggest problem is communication. So, if you can communicate, well, it's not really you. So, if you can get him to communicate better with you and you improve on that level in the relationship, that would change the answer to you should stay. But unless you can change that, your best direction, you know, for yourself is really to move on. I'm sorry, but that's Ooh. Really what I'm saying. I don't want to yes you to death.
Well,
I totally agree with you.
There you go, Denise.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, good luck with it, and try changing it first.
It's not easy to change stuff, though, Marie, is it?
No, it really isn't. I always look at it as you want to give it the best shot you can to change things, and then if it doesn't work, then later on you're not going to say, you know, if I would have tried this or if I would have tried this, because you already tried everything.
Let's go to Joe in Monterey, California. Hello, Joseph.
Thank you. I'd like to know, I wouldn't mind a reading, but can someone have a dragon as a familiar?
A yes, dragon?
In fact, a dragon is mine.
But isn't a dragon now mythical?
Yes, because mythical beings are very real on the spirit realm, because we have different realms of existence. And the difference between a spiritual realm and other realms and us is the rate of vibration per second, because the planet vibrates to 100,000 vibrations per second. So if it's out of sync with that, it's just, you know, alive, for lack of a better term, in a different realm. So we may not see them. It doesn't mean that they don't exist. And psychically, we can see them.
Interesting. Joe, why would you ask the question about a dragon? That's interesting.
I might have had one. They train them, you know. There's dragon masters, and they train them.
Interesting. Well, go ahead, Marie.
Well, I would look at it as if you're connected to a dragon, because if you were, you still are, in a sense. So if you're connected, that's a lot of power. It means that you have a lot of energy, because they're connected mainly to fire, even though if you look at different forms, they'll say some are connected to earth, air, fire, water, ether. With you, it feels like you're connected to fire. So that would be a lot of power, a lot of determination. If you decided to move on something, as an example, as a goal, like in business, there is nothing standing in your way from getting there. The only reason you wouldn't get there is because you changed your mind. It would not be because you forgot, you meant to get there, you're going to start it, didn't start it. You know what I mean? You'd be very focused.
Let's go to Christy in New Jersey. Hi, Christy.
Yes, hi. Thank you.
Hi.
I'm calling about, My cat got out about a few months ago, and I've been desperately trying to find her. Can you tell me anything about it?
Her cat has taken off, Marie.
Okay, yeah, what was the cat's name?
I'm very sad and heartbroken. I need to get her back.
What was the cat's name?
Mama.
Mama.
Oh, that is so cute.
Yeah.
Mama is gone, but will Mama come back? How old was Mama, Christy, by the way?
I've had her for 7 years.
7 years. And you raised her as a kitten?
I rescued her, yes.
Aww. So first of all, I do feel that you're going to find her again. And I feel from wherever your house is, Mama's to the north of your house.
Well, I moved. The problem is I moved. I'm not there anymore. I go back every day in the neighborhood.
Okay, it would be north from the house that the kitty lived in.
North. Can you be specific where and who? Because it's just horrible what I'm going through to find.
No, I understand. Some of it just takes a little bit more time to track. It's a little bit different. So just give me 1 second. Let's see if we can come up with something a little bit more detailed.
Yeah, like something I can pinpoint, or a street or a house.
And how long has she been gone, Christy?
Her in the house, or is she still outside?
No, I feel her outside.
She's outside, okay.
Okay. You may want to talk to me after the show, because tracking takes a little bit more time to be that exact.
So she can send you an email?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't have email. I'll give you my phone number.
Hold on.
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to put her on hold, and then after the show, Tom can give her your number, unless you want everybody to call that number. It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. You ready, Christy? Can you write this down?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, Marie.
It's 631.
Yes.
559.
Uh-huh.
1248.
48. And I can call you. When should I call you?
Any time between 9 and 6, New York
tomorrow. Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, and by the way, if I miss you, I call back.
All right, good, Christy, good luck. You're going to get 9 million phone calls now.
Oh, that's okay. We try to help people.
I hope you don't get billed by the phone calls.
Ah, well.
Let's go to in Andrea in Washington, Missouri. Andrea, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. What a great show tonight.
Very welcome. Go ahead.
I have a question. I have one question. I'd like a reading. My question is about owls. I'm very attracted to owls. They're one of my favorite animals ever. And for my reading, my question would be, do you see a career change this year?
Okay. Career change, and owls are her familiar.
Okay. So, first of all, you do have a career change. It's going to be a little chaotic switching to that. But you're meant to be moving up, I'd say, within a year and a half from today. So anytime within a year and a half, not longer. And even though it's going to be a little chaotic, you have the knowledge, you have the wisdom, and trust your instinct with it. So you're very good in business with gut feeling, by the way, which is intuition. So if you move on that, it'll go a little bit smoother. But this is a time of learning for you. So anything new that would come up, you would learn it quicker, easier than your norm within the year and a half. But the move is coming.
All right.
And then what about owls?
Okay. Owls, people always look at it as negative because it's a predator. It's not. It's just trying to eat. It's not sitting on a branch going, who can I attack? Right? So when you look at an owl, people think of wisdom. All that means is that they have inner wisdom, which is intuition rather than analytical. Okay, so you would have a very strong intuitive feel. You'd have that gut feeling that something feels right, it doesn't feel right, you're connected to somebody, you're not. You should have already noticed that.
Okay. Good luck, Andrea. Almost out of time. We've got a minute left. Marie, just give out your websites again and where people can get your books.
Oh, okay. So my books are on Amazon, Kindle Nook, but basically on Amazon or through my publisher at Inner Light Publications. My email address is mdandrea100@gmail.com. And my site is mariadeandrea.com. So it's mariadeandrea.com.
And give out that number again if you want people to call you.
Great. Okay. And it's 631-559-1248.
Give your publisher, Tim Beckley, our regards. We think the world of him.
Oh, yes. He's just wonderful, and he's so knowledgeable, and he's genuinely from the heart.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, and he says the same thing about you, by the way.
Oh, how about that?
Listen, we think you're phenomenal because you're very positive. You're really trying to bring insight to people, and you're wonderful interviewing.
That's what we want to do, Marie. Thank you for being on the program, and good luck with everything you do as well. Great week ahead, folks, so just keep your radio station tuned to where it is. For Dan Galante, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Burrows, Tim Banal, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.